Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
The Packers' desperate December got a major boost in an impressive 38-10 victory over the Seattle Seahawks Sunday in Lambeau Field.
Perhaps the biggest play of Sunday's game came on the third snap from scrimmage. Aaron Rodgers lofted this pass deep down the right sidelines to Devontae Adams, hitting him in stride. Adams was gone for a 66-yard touchdown, and you could feel the confidence emanating from the Green Bay sideline. On the other hand, Russell Wilson of Seattle, not quite himself. He missed a wide-open Doug Baldwin on what could have been a touchdown on Seattle's first drive. On the Seahawks' next possession, he was not accurate on a throw to a wide-open Jimmy Graham. He also might have scored had that pass been on the money. That's before the interception started coming. In droves. Second quarter, Morgan Burnett undercut this route to Graham. With Seattle driving late in the first half, Demarius Randle came from nowhere to pick off Wilson's post pass. With Seattle driving on the first possession of the third quarter in Green Bay territory, Quinton Rollins was alert on a deflection off Jermaine Kearse in the end zone to deny the Seahawks' attempt to get back into the game. In all, a defense that had just 12 takeaways in 12 games had 6 in this game. All the while, Rodgers, behind superb protection by his offensive line, was picking apart the fabled Legion of Boom. A complete demolition of a legitimate Super Bowl contender, a signature win for the 2016 Packers in what is shaping up as a must-win December.
A few weeks ago, with his team mired in a 4-game losing streak, quarterback Aaron Rodgers said, "I think we can run the table." Well, the Packers are halfway there. Next up, a meeting with their oldest rivals, the Chicago Bears, Sunday in Soldier Field. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.